Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Thank you very much, Brian. There's a press conference underway in central London as we speak, and lawyers who are acting for the alleged victims of Mohammed Al-Fayed are speaking. They say they've been contacted by over 400 people, including further alleged victims and witnesses. Now, the barrister for these alleged victims is Dean Armstrong, and he says those who have contacted the Justice for Harrods Survivors group are not just from Harrods, but they're from Fulham Football Club and various places associated with Mohammed Al-Fayed. The press conference is ongoing, so if there's any more news from that, we'll bring it to you. Now to the other developing story this morning. As we've heard, 95 people at least have been killed following the torrential rain and flash floods in eastern Spain. Dozens of people are still unaccounted for. Hundreds of soldiers have been deployed to the worst affected areas to help in the search and rescue effort. There's 3 days of mourning declared, and questions are now being asked about the effectiveness of the alert system and the impact that all of this is going to have on the region. Let's get an update now as to what's happening on the ground. I'm joined by Guy Hedgecoe, who's a freelance journalist in Spain. Good morning, Guy.
Good morning.
So the rains have subsided for now, at least. I know that there is a prediction there will be more, but the devastation is becoming clearer as more information emerges. Can you just bring us up to date with what's happening this morning?
Yes, I mean, we don't have any update on the death toll you mentioned. It's believed that at least 95 people have been killed. That was a figure from yesterday. That has not increased, fortunately, but the fear is that it is likely to increase in the coming hours, because the rescue services, emergency services, with the help of the military, are sifting through the debris that has been left behind by the floodwaters, looking for survivors, they hope, but failing that, looking for the bodies of missing people. And there are still many missing people in many parts, particularly of the Valencia region, which was the hardest hit by the flooding. There has been some looting. Some parts of Valencia, at least 39 people have been arrested for breaking into shops in the Valencia region and trying to take goods out of the shops. And there are also still 77,000 homes that are without electricity in the Valencia region. Yesterday, that figure was much higher, but there are still a lot of homes there without electricity, and a lot of rail links are still closed. So it's difficult for people to get around. Likewise, many roads are still closed as well. So the general picture is still one of chaos across much of the Valencia region.
Yeah, I mean, we were hearing earlier that the rescue workers are still struggling to access the areas affected, and many of the people who have been rescued were spotted by helicopters flying overhead. Is that still the case, Guy, or are people managing to get in to get those people who are waiting for help?
Well, we were told by the president of the Valencia region, Carlos Mazón, this morning that there were no longer people visible from the air who needed rescuing, because that was something which was happening yesterday a lot. Helicopters flying over and seeing people, many of whom had taken to their roofs or the roofs of other buildings to escape the floodwater. Now, according to him, that was no longer the case, but there are still a lot of people, for example, who can't get back into their homes. And there are people, apparently, who are still trapped in their cars. Now, last night, there were 1,200 people still trapped on roads because you had these long queues of cars where the traffic had just come to a standstill because of the floodwater. In many cases, the water was causing the cars to lift up and float, and so the drivers had no control over their vehicles. And as far as I can tell, there are still a lot of people in their cars who haven't been able to get back to their homes yet. So many people simply have not been able to get back into their homes.
Mm-hmm. And we heard about the military assistance that has headed there, 1,000 soldiers. Germany also yesterday, once this began to emerge, offered help. Are there indications that there are rescue workers coming in from other countries?
I haven't seen evidence of that yet. I know that, you know, there have been these expressions of support from outside Spain. For example, Ursula von der Leyen, the The European Commission president said Europe will help Spain, for example, through offering its Copernicus satellite system and through other mechanisms as well. But we don't yet know exactly what that means. Mm-hmm. But any support I think that Spain can get at the moment is very welcome. And the Valencia region, for example, is getting support from other regions around Spain.
Yeah, I just see descriptions of what people are seeing now when the water has subsided and people could get access. And one reporter has described it as being like a bomb has gone off. Does that accurately describe the images that you've seen, Guy?
Yes. I mean, some of the images, they just defy logic, really, because you see, for example, piles of cars just, which have obviously been pushed together by the floodwater. And there's cars one on top of the other. And that gives you an idea of the kind of force of the water that caused this. And it does look like something devastating has passed through the region. That's the only explanation. And obviously, people are not used to that. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the traumas of all this.
And the controversy, too, about the alert system. So what happened there? I mean, Sarah Morris was telling us earlier that some people got an alert at 8:15 in the evening. But now it is emerging that there was an awareness at the top level that things were going to be extremely dangerous up to 24 hours before that alert was sent out.
Yeah, well, the National Meteorological Agency did issue an alert, a weather alert, in the morning. So this is on Tuesday morning, to say that there's a red alert saying there's going to be extremely heavy rainfall in the Valencia region and in other neighbouring regions as well, parts of them. The regional government of Valencia, however, waited until around 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening, so 12 hours or so, more or less, before issuing its own alert directly to the people of Valencia. And that alert involves sending the alert to people's phones in the form of a kind of alarm, as an alarm sound, and people read a text which tells them to avoid getting in their cars and traveling around, to avoid leaving their homes, essentially. That alert by the regional authority was not issued until several hours after the meteorological agency had issued its own alert. So there is some recrimination going on regarding who's responsible for this. Did the authorities respond in the correct way or promptly enough to all of this?
Okay, well, Guy, thank you for bringing us up to date. So that's Guy Hedgeco there in Spain. Coming up next, we'll get reaction as the UK absorbs Rachel Reeves' first budget. That's after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.